Hello! This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question about the adverb outside from Philip in China. He writes, Hi, could you please tell me the difference between outside of and outside? Please tell me which is better. We should think outside the box. Or we should think outside of the box. Dear Philip, thank you for writing to us. Outside can have one of four uses in English, as a noun, adjective, adverb, or preposition. It is not surprising that you found it hard to understand. Your question brings up an interesting dispute between grammar experts in the United States and Britain. The Oxford English Dictionary says that outside, in phrases like outside of the box, is an adverb. It changes the meaning of the verb, in this case, think. Together with the preposition of, it becomes a two-word preposition. Here are other examples of such two-word prepositions.
A baby bird flew out of the nest. He was never close to his sister.
Your example uses outside of or outside to talk about the space the subject occupies. You can use either outside alone or with of in that sense. There is another use where outside of means apart from or besides. Here are examples of that use.
Outside of their later songs, I do not enjoy the Beatles' music. I cannot think of a time outside of high school when I wore a tie.
The Merriam-Webster Learner's Dictionary says outside of is a North American use. Another British dictionary, the Online Oxford Dictionaries, also sees the use of outside of to talk about location as chiefly North American. But its use in the apart from sense is seen as normal for British and American English. So, in British English, you would usually hear,
Think outside the box.
And in American English, you might hear it that way, or,
Think outside of the box.
What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Jill Robbins.